Blog Talk Radio. justice for everybody who's been restored. D. Lawrence coming at you. Get up. Come on, y'all. Let's sing this song. Ah.
Got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
About some things that I've been through, but I'm here.
Yo, I'm here.
Oh, I'm here.
I like that.
Had some ups, had some downs.
Oh, if you only knew. Stand before you. I stand here.
Oh, I'm here.
Thank you, Lord.
Had some sunshine, some rain.
Yeah.
Heartache and some pain. I'm here.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, listen.
My God has touched me.
God touched me.
He delivered.
My heart is mending.
My heart is mending.
Oh, I'm whole again.
I'm whole again.
You see, there's no
change.
Yeah, guess what?
Got my liberty.
I'm healed. Yeah.
Oh,
say it, y'all. But I'm here.
Circumstances.
You've got some circumstances.
I'm still here.
But I'm still here.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
I am here.
They
have
some
scars.
But I'm here.
I am here. Circumstances.
Circumstances. I'm still here.
But I'm still
here. Disappointment. Many disappointments.
I am here.
Let's take it out.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. That is my testimony for tonight. I am healed. Thanking God, praising God for all that he's done. Thanking God for each and every one of you that's on this line on tonight. Just so grateful, so, so grateful that tonight I can say I am healed, I am pain-free. What a wonderful feeling it is. I just thank him. I thank him, and I thank him some more for the healing. But I had to speak that thing into existence. So we just thank God for knowing that you can speak things into existence and things will happen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for another Thursday, another blog talk. And God has been awesome on this week, and I know he's been great to you because you're on this line tonight. So we just thank you, Lord God, for another Thursday night, another blog talk to be another day to be amongst the living. God, we just give you the glory, honor, and the praise. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, doing, and going to do in our lives. God, we just thank you, Lord God, because you are so mighty, so awesome, so wonderful, so loving, so graceful. So, God, we just thank you right now for everything, God. We just ask that you continue to bless us, keep us, God, direct us, lead us, Lord. We ask you right now that you cover us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. And we just thank you for all these things in your name. We pray, and so it is. Hallelujah. So how many of you are excited tonight for what God is going to do and excited for what he's done? And if you're here tonight, then God has done something mighty, mighty, mighty good in your life. He got you to this line, and we thank God for the technology to be able to just dial in and to hear a word. Some people can't even get to a church, but we have means, technology, where you can look at streaming or get on a blog like this on tonight. So we just thank God for the means to be able to get a word from God. And tonight we know God is going to do something mighty good because he does it every Thursday. Every Thursday he speaks through his son, and we get an awesome word. But we're going to let you have an opportunity, first of all, to participate by testimony, praise reports, prayer requests. And you know the routine. All you have to do is press 1, and I will unmute your phones. And we're just going to give him what is due to him on tonight. We're not going to sit down on God tonight. We are going to definitely give God some praise. Hallelujah. So if you press 1, I will unmute your phone, and you can give a song or a praise report, a testimony. Amen, amen. 5659, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just thank God for what he's already done. And I thank him for his peace. His peace that surpasses all understanding. You don't know peace until you experience just a little dab of his peace. I thank him for covering us all, keeping our family members saved from danger, seen and unseen, and all our friends and associates, and all our leaders of all the nations all over this earth, keeping all our neighborhoods covered in the blood of Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my Lord and my Savior. Just thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I ask the Lord that he move into the heart, mind, and soul of everybody so that they can realize just who the Lord is. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. A woman that is on fire for God. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. 1436. Your line is open.
Praise God. I am truly grateful, and I have a small testimony, but I would like to start it off with a song. This is okay.
I am grateful for the things that you have done. Lord, I'm grateful for the victory we won. I could go on and on and on about your word. Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful to share your word. Flowing in my heart is the issue of my heart is gratefulness. I'm so grateful for the thing that you have done. I'm so grateful for the victory we won. I could go on and on and on about your word. Cause I'm so grateful, grateful, grateful to praise you, Lord. Flowing in my heart is the issue of my heart is gratefulness. Grateful, grateful, graceful, graceful. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing in my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing in my heart, flowing in my heart is the issue of my heart is gratefulness. Well, I went through some things on 11, which was Monday. I had a doctor's appointment to see how everything was going with me. And I found out that my mouth was still infected from where the teeth, the gum had swollen. And I had took my daughter to the dentist to get her tooth pulled. And to make a long story short, while she was up there getting ready to get her teeth pulled, and I was getting ready to see my doctor, my doctor appointment was 8:45, so I got there kind of early. So I left as I was leaving at the doctor's office, which my chances were good, praise God in the name of Jesus. And my husband told me, he said, the doctor called and said the pumpkin had passed out. So I said, oh, my God. So I started praying, and by the time to show how good God is, he let me leave my appointment to go where she was. And I got up there before she was able to get into the ambulance. She was still on the floor when I got there. They didn't know why. They didn't know why she had passed out or what. But it was when we got to the emergency room, they said, well, she was dehydrated because her teeth were bothering her so much, so she wasn't really eating in it. She wasn't really drinking that because she didn't want to cause no more pain to that what she was having because she'd been trying to get that teeth pulled. Bad story about it, she didn't get the teeth pulled yet because she had to get on some antibiotics to get herself back together again. But I'm so grateful to God it could have been worse. She could have died because the infection could have went out to her body, out into the blood. But God didn't have it like that. And I am just so grateful for him and praising him that he had her in his hand. And I just thank God that she's doing a lot better now by his grace and mercy and prayers of the righteous. I thank God for y'all. And she will get the tooth pulled maybe next week or whenever God says she's good enough to do it, she'll do it. So at least we know they're going to pull it now, so she ain't got to worry about keep trying to find somebody to pull it. And I just thank God, and I am so grateful. That's why I choose that song. And everybody know the value of prayer. Y'all pray for me, and I pray for y'all. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm not going to mess up this song before. Praise God, I love that song. But we're going to go into Jesus calling, and then we're going to get prepared for an awesome word and go ahead and get excited, but go ahead and start praying for Pastor Plant before he comes so that you will ask God to restore him and to fill him. He's been gone all day, so we just want to strengthen him on tonight. As he pours out, we ask God to infuse and pour back into him. And our Jesus calling says, keep walking. Keep walking with me along the path I have chosen for you. Your desire to live close to me is a delight to my heart. I could instantly grant you the spiritual riches you desire, but that is not my way for you. Together we will forge a pathway up the high mountain. The journey is, someday you will dance light-footed on the high peak, but for now your walk is often jogging and heavy. All I require of you is to take the next step, clinging to my hand for strength and direction. Though the path is difficult and the scenery dull at the moment, there are sparkling surprises just around the bend. Stay on the path I have selected for you. It is truly the path of life. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from Isaiah 40 and 31. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalms 37:23-24. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Psalms 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We thank God for this word, and we're going to get ready for some more word to be just, we're going to get full tonight. Hallelujah. So we're going to not prolong any time. I'm going to turn it over to this man in God. Are you ready? Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I just want to thank him for all he's done and doing and yet going to do in our lives, man. I continue to cover, shield, protect, keep like only he can, man. Don't you know God is a keeper? He is a keeper. And we just thank him tonight for keeping us with the keeping anointing. And that song is the glory he was singing about how grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Gratefulness is flowing through our hearts. Tonight, we should all be grateful right now that you're here. That you're here. But, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We decrease that you increase. That the Holy Spirit have complete control, Father, all of you and none of us. Father, open up our hearts. Open up our ears. To receive what you have said. They said that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. To the church, God, give us an ear to hear. Give us a heart of flesh, God, that we'll open up and receive from you, Father. This is something said, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And when someone had a song said, Lord, give me a clean heart and I'll follow thee. So God, clean these hearts up over him. Clean the minds. For the under the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaker. And Christ said, that's what corrupts us. God, we want to be in the incorruptible seed, God. That. So I said, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to be ready. I don't know about you, but I don't know what you can do, but I want to be ready when he comes. I want to be ready. So just a couple of thoughts that we're going to talk about tonight that's been on my heart. And a little Holy Spirit just laid on my heart as well. So one is the gratefulness, being grateful. One of my favorite songs was from Tremaine Hawkins. And someone said, God has not promised me sunshine. That's not the way it's going to be. But a little rain mixed with God's sunshine, and a little pain makes me appreciate the good times. Be grateful. Be grateful. Then go to Romans 8:28 to tell us all things, not a some, not a few, not four or five, but all things work together to the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Thursday, my mother had a doctor visit, and we had a lengthy day together. Her and myself, Pastor Wanda. It's to see her just, move around, and she got fatigued during the day, but she still can move. And I remember being, at times when she used to go to the doctor's office, and they used to look at her like, I can't believe you're still alive. I remember 2014, and that summer leading up to that surgery, she had what they call a VRE, and it was a bacteria because of the pig line. And her body was holding like the clumps, and body emptied out twice. And when they stitched up, they were using it like water hoses all through her stomach. And that's how thick the things were, really tightening her body back up. It's amazing to still have her here. When the enemy tried to take her, he tried so hard. But God said not so. So to be doing everything I did today, I was grateful. I was grateful to have the ability to speak out and carry around and take away. So there's certain things we can just find our gratefulness and ability to be grateful. I can imagine how Joseph was when he was thrown in the pit and taken out and sold to the Ishmaelites, and then from there to Potiphar's house, and from Potiphar's wife to the jail, and then from there to the pit to the palace. And he went there with his family and his brothers, and seeing his father again. I mean, I can just imagine all those steps he went through to fulfill God's purpose. I can imagine all the stuff that we have gone through, or we will go through, and are going through. And the majority of us are going through it to fulfill our purpose. It was amazing, man, how God used to wake me up knowing I was going to do wrong. He knew I was going to go and sell drugs. He knew I was going to go and do all the other foolishness I did. He knew I was going to smoke my weed, drink liquor. He knew I was going to do whatever it was I was going to do that I thought I was big and bad enough to do. He allowed me the grace to do it. He allowed me to wake up that morning to do it. He allowed you to wake up that morning to do whatever it is you thought you were big and bad enough to do. And then he said, enough is enough, and had a divine intervention and changed the course of your life. And that's something to be grateful about. And he cared enough about you to save you, to sanctify you, to fill you with his Holy Spirit, to say that you're my child, I'm your father. Just he thought about you. You know, when you're like, man, his thoughts, Jeremiah 29:11 say, well, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Not thoughts of evil, thoughts of our hope in the future. You can tell yourself that he was talking about me. Songs in my heart, 99. It's called Luther Barnes and his sister sing it, but the song said, it said I wouldn't make it. It said I would not last. I said I never amount to anything.
You know those words?
I said, but I'm on my way now, and I'm holding on more and more each day. You know, and then said, I've been times when I've been talked about and I've been criticized. And I had to wipe many tears from my eyes, but I'm still holding on. How many of you can say that you're still holding on? And, Lord, you've done it again. If you did it before, you'll do it again. I'm still yet holding on. What are you holding on to, Brother George? I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand. I'm holding on to the word that he gave my mother when she said, if you marry this man, you're going to have one son. If you marry this one, you're going to have five sons. And they all going to preach the gospel. I'm holding on to the fact that he saved me, gave me a second chance. And, I could have been gone. I could have been dead and gone a long time ago. I remember growing up thinking that, you know, you make a certain age, then you're wise, because so many young people losing their lives, and it's worse now than it was then. I saw the other day where in Douglas County, Georgia, where a mother and her son got arrested for a murder of another young man, and they both were like 17, 16 years old, and the young man killed the other one, and the mother tampered with evidence and trying to, you know, cover it up. But this happens too randomly. It's a drive-by shootings here and there. In Pennsylvania, some little teenagers beat up a elderly man with a, killed him with the traffic cones. I'm like, man, where are the prayer warriors? Where are the intercessors? You know, I understand that you're saved, you're sanctified, you feel the Holy Spirit. You did. Your life probably lined up. Your name probably is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You got yours. And all you have to do is just stay the course. But God said the harvest is plenty for the laborers of you. Are you grateful that you can be a harvester? Someone who can go into the harvest, a laborer that can go into the harvest? And just tell a soul that there's greatness in you. Tell a soul that God sees something in you. God planted something in you, and he's waiting for it to manifest. What is he planting? He planted the word of God, that there's a choice that you can make, and that choice is life. Choose life, choose death. Today, tonight, you choose life. Today, tonight, say, you do a simple prayer. Some prayer say, God, listen here. Lord, forgive me for my sins and accept me as your son, as I accept you, or your daughter, as I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Father, lead me into your way everlasting. And then, you know, that's simple. Then you can take the steps to get to know him. I'm grateful for the time he told me that you know of me, but you don't know me. It's time to be intimate with me. You get into me, I get into you, George, and it's time. It's that time. Oh, man. So you can't tell it. Let me tell it what he's done for me. Oh, what the Lord has done for me. You had ought to been there. I'm telling you, it ought to been there when he saved my soul. You ought to been there when he put my name on the roll. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful tonight. I'm grateful that I was able to wake up. I'm grateful that I have fresh blood running warm through my veins. I'm grateful that I have the activity of my limbs. I'm grateful that his breath still flows through my nostrils. I'm grateful that he kept me even on the road where I got to the destination, to my mother's, and took her around everywhere I had to go and do all the things I had to do. And I got home safely. I'm grateful. I'll never wake up this morning and get my head off the pillow. Some people didn't get their head to the pillow last night, much less get the head off of it. Some people didn't get to their homes last night. because of gun violence or vehicle homicide, so natural causes of that demise. And you look on the news, you see more than younger and younger, even with health issues at a young age. I'm telling you, you got so much to be grateful for, to be thankful for. And I know it agrees, the Holy Spirit, and they pain me sometimes when I have to hear, like, Evander Spent, it seems like she's prodding and poking just to get someone to tell God, thank you. You know, anybody asking much for an awesome testimony, you know, your testimony may not be that he pulled me from this or pulled me from that, or he snatched me out of the gates of hell, or from the mouth of the snare of the fowler, or, you know, the grim reaper came, or that death angel, I heard him, and he was down the hall, but an angel of life came in, an angel of light came in, and made him go in reverse. That may not be your testimony, but your testimony is you're still here. Well, if it's not here, you're still here. Several stuff we got that we take for granted. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, hot and cold, clean running water, or a roof over our head. Transportation. We're talking about how expensive the gas is. But how, you know, we can be grateful because we got the means to get that gas, even though it's $4, almost $5, God still said, I'll get you there. I'll make sure you're able to get there. That's something to be grateful for. That's something to be thankful for. Someone said, God has not promised me sunshine, but what has he promised you? He promised you life, and he has given it to you, and life everlasting. He promised that by his stripes you are healed. Christ said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, I just see you begging for bread. He promised that he'll love you. And he'll send a comforter to you. He promised that he got a house that he prepared for you. And where you are, where I am, God, you will be also. I'm going to bring you to me. He promised you salvation, sanctification. He promised you deliverance. And he promised he equipped you for spiritual warfare, for the battle. Man, what more do you need? He promised if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. For those things that you're seeking out, he'll be chasing you down and running you over so that you're chasing after them. But let's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is the kingdom of God? What is his righteousness? Joy, peace, and the Holy Spirit, and love, man. I'm talking about love. Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we magnify your name, Lord God. So we come, let's magnify the Lord for his words to be praised. Now, in this time that we're in right now, we need a lot of magnifying of the Lord. Magnify his name. Come, magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. See, where we are right now, why God had me on that right now is because as you look over the world and looking at different cities and the states and the neighborhoods that you're in, you look at how so few people give God honor, give him glory, give him praise, even waking them up, he's the furthest thing from the mind, even from the grandmothers and the daughters and the granddaddies, the fathers and the children and the grandchildren. You're not teaching them. We're not teaching them the things of God. We're not teaching them what is in the righteousness of God. Not saying what we're doing on the individual record, because I know you individuals are doing some mighty things for God, but I'm speaking on a whole right now. Married and being married and partying and drinking and doing all these things that the letter to Timothy from Paul took place on. Even back in the days of Noah, the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Disney just said that they're having a TV show with their first out transgender person. I mean, that's Disney. Why would you be promoting that when for our children? Why we got into such a genderless nation? Why? Because that's the enemy coming against the things of God. So now what we have to do? Magnify the Lord. We got to magnify the Lord. You know, we got to, and it's sad because as omnipotent as he is, all-powerful as he is, almighty, why would that be our job to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? And because we've allowed him to be placed in a box. We allowed him to be silent. We allowed him to be invisible. We don't know what he is, but we allowed him to be where he doesn't exist, non-existent in so many different areas. And even those that are quote-unquote clergy men and clergy women and in that position, they have disrespected the call. Yeah, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and I'm not judging anybody. But I'm saying when we have homosexual apostles and bishops and saying this is the way to go and elders or whatever, then how do we preach the reproduction that he said and be fruitful and multiply and his seed of his own kind? So when you look at these things that are taking place right now, what seed are we producing or reproducing for that matter? And how can you give God the glory when, my God. So choose this day whom you'll serve, huh? That's what Joshua said. If God be God, choose God. That's what Elijah said. If Baal be God, choose Baal. We're at the valley of decisions, people. I'm just grateful that I have a sound mind tonight. A mind to praise him, a mind to worship him. A mind to seek him early where he may be found. A mind to repent and ask for forgiveness for my wrongdoings, my wrong thoughts. A mind to say, God, help me with escaping those things of my forefathers and foremothers and things from my mother's house, my father's house that have followed me. And I'm simply just yell and pray and scream and say, God, deliver me. Deliver me from me, from myself, from my thoughts, from my actions, from my deeds, from my words. Those things that have easily beset me. Those things that have grieved the Holy Spirit. I'm grateful for an opportunity. Because when the time comes, people in hell, you know, a lot of people in hell want to repent, but it's too late. We got an advantage. This is time to take advantage of it right now. Not only that, this is time to share. Each one reach one. Each one teach one. It's time for that testimony to be loud and clear. Time for your words to be heard. Like he said, we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's time. It's time, people. It's time to stand while the few sit down. It's time to not allow children to continue to be destroyed because of ignorance and lack of knowledge, according to Hosea 4 and 6. It's time to stand in the gap. It's time to be bridge builders, kingdom builders. It's time, it's time. It's time to share the gospel. It's time to let God know that he didn't make a mistake when he chose you. Not only did he call you, but he chose you. These are everyone on the sound of my voice, you've been chosen for a special work by God. He did not call you, but he chose you to do something for such a time as this. Same as he chose Esther, same as he chose Elijah, same as he chose Mary, same as he chose John the Baptist, same way he chose Paul and Timothy. And the list goes on and on, but tonight he chose you. He chose you with a special assignment. So I challenge you as you lay down tonight, before you go to bed, before you close your eyes for the final time for the night, and begin to talk to God and say, God, what is it that you have me to do? Make my purpose So my birth on earth has worth. Make it known, God. So I said, give me a clean heart, God, and I'll follow thee. I just want to follow you, God. I just want to serve you. I want to be where you are when it's the time. And I tell those that are watching me, even in my shortcomings, even in my messing up, even in my falling short of the glory of God, I tell you, please be patient with me, for God is not through with me yet. But when God gets through with me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. I'm going to come through with the fiery furnace, because I've been through the furnace of afflictions. Well, even in that, it said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Let me help you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver my tomorrow. So even in the fiery furnace, man, he said, no, you are burnt. You know what I mean? In the fire, you won't be burnt. No singeing. As the Hebrew brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, ask them. Matter of fact, I wish he was able to ask the Egyptians but the Babylonians who threw them in at the behest of Nebuchadnezzar. They put them in and they got disintegrated because they turned it up 7 times hotter. But these guys were sitting for her friends, and they were praising their God, praising and on their knees praying and dancing and singing and started shouting, knowing that God had took away the pain, had took away the sting. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? You have the victory tonight, and the victory is in your voice. Praise him, worship him, magnify his name. For you're able to. So come, let's magnify the Lord, for he's able to be praised. So, you know, we give praise in the sanctuary. We give praise to give him the glory. You know, you just got to give him praise. We give him praise. You know, some say, I don't know what you come to do. I come to give him praise. I come to clap my hands. I come to stomp my feet. I come to shout for joy. You know, so many different things that you can just give God the praise for. If you'll be honest with yourself, if it wasn't for him intervening in your life now, what would you be? That's what he said. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if Jesus didn't sacrifice his life for me? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. So this is not a bash. This is a pick-me-up tonight. Oh, lift me up and let me stand, my feet on heaven and on land, on high place and high found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Father, we give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify your name. We honor your name. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name we pray. Hey, Lord, and so it is. The next worship here will be none other than Evangelist Flint, sustaining the rest of the service. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for that word on tonight. And this is the time, that you can participate, add to, take away from. Pretty sure there's nothing you want to take away from because that was an awesome word. But this is your time. So if you said or if you responded earlier, please press 1 to get out of the queue. Then, if you want to speak again, then I'll 5659. The line is open.
Hallelujah. I had such a wonderful day today. Our son carried us to one of the doctors that I'm seeing right now, and it was just, the news wasn't the good thing, but I have clients. And we told him that we're going to look to God for everything that we need. Monday, I didn't have good news. And my doctor told me, she said, but Miss Anna, you know how to pray. It's nothing that man can do for you. With this condition, nobody will do it because they know that you either be paralyzed ahead. And we don't want that to happen to you. So we have to just deal with the spine. We just have to try to keep you from as much pain as possible. Ladies, I'm sharing this with you because I want you to be careful in your house. I'm giving some of my things away that I could have an accident and get on them, and then it could be over for me. So I love my things always, but I love me. And as the time comes, within the next month, I'll start sharing if anybody wants to, or I just give it whatever, however God wants me to do it. But I do want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. And I thank God that he has many ways for us to be able to bless someone else. And I thank him. I praise him. I praise him. It was just a wonderful day. I was hurting, but it was still a very good day. So I'm going to close with this little phrase. I may not have done all that you wanted to do, but God has been a mighty good day. Oh, it's been a good day. A mighty good day. Yes, it's been a good day. Oh, yes, it's and now I can rest, resting in your arms, watching over my night dreams as I commit myself more to thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So grateful. We write that down every day. Help on. Grateful, grateful, grateful. And I ask God to bless each one of you and keep you safe in his arms. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen, amen. 1436, your line is open.
I thank God for, I'm just thinking about what Pastor Joel was thinking about what he was saying about God will show us things, if I get it right, in our life, the presence of fullness and joy. And I was just thinking that if I keep my eyes on God and my thoughts be pure in him, he have already shown me a lot of things in my life that I didn't even know. He has shown me how not to make a lot of mistakes in my life that I was on the verge of making. And I thank God for showing me those things that I didn't know so I can learn to do the things that God wants me to do. And I thank him for helping me be an overcomer of the things that I didn't think I could do, but I end up doing. Because when I think about teaching my children about God, the more I taught them at a young age, the more they'll learn. And I know and I have faith in God that even if they fall away, they will come back one day, as long as I keep praying and trusting and believing in God. because God is the one that gives me the joy, and he'll give me the admiration to do a lot of things that he wants me to do and not be ashamed of what people say about me. Because in the Bible, it says, if you be ashamed of me, God will be ashamed of me. If you be ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of me. So I just thank Pastor Joe for all the words of encouragement and knowledge he's brought us tonight to help us to grow and understand about what God is trying to tell us by listening. That's what I heard it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. If no one else has anything to add to or take away from, I'll see if Pastor Flint has any last words.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. In closing, I just want to say be encouraged and be grateful. Actually, yeah, I'm grateful that I was seeing my mother and Pastor Wanda, my wife, man. I've seen her cry several days and nights about being in pain and living in this pain. I don't want to live with this pain all my life, and this and the third. And God put somebody in our path and gave us a direction. And like I said, for 2 weeks straight, she's been pain-free. So I'm grateful for those little things. You know, there's little things we can be grateful for. I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the fact that no matter how it looks, feels, or seems, we know that God's in the midst, and he's working it out. You know, God is working it out for your good. Because you are called, and you have been chosen for a purpose, for a reason, for a season. Like I told him, I said, how do you know you have been called for such a time as this? So this week I'm going to try to do something different with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Between now and next Thursday, you can do it 3 days straight. You can do it a day at a time. But the Lord is becoming a 3-day prayer and fast where you set yourself off and you get with him. 3 days out of, from this Thursday to next Thursday. 3 days. However you choose to do it. 1 day, skip a day. Want to skip 2 days, but I get your 3 days in. Give me 3 days straight. But get before him. Get with him. Give me your words. Spend time with him. So he's going to do something magnificent for you in these 2 days that you was asking him. He's going to set some stuff off, and he's going to open some stuff up. He's going to close some doors, and he's going to open windows. Close some windows and open doors. He's moving, developing, delivering. He's going to do some things. God said, hey, I'm going to give you hind feet to go up on your high places. Believe it and receive it. We give you all of God, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I pray for everyone on here to be strong and pray for your strength in the Lord. I don't know if you get this one. Pray for my strength in the Lord, because I'm on heaven every step of the way. That's what I want for you. Everyone in the sound of my voice, I want heaven for you every step of the way. So I pray for your strength tonight. The endurance. The endurance. Not the swifting, but the endurance. Where he's not giving for the swift or the fast, but he's going to endure to the end. So I pray for your endurance tonight. And your staying power. We give you honor, God, once again, God. We give you glory, God, once again, God. We give you all the praise, Father. Yes, in Jesus' name, we still live in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So we say, we know it was the blood for us to save us, to sanctify us, to fill the Holy Spirit, and deliver us from us. The power of the blood. We thank you. That's the word, Sean. So we give the benediction, Lord. So that is, matter of fact, I'm asking the glory, which he closes us out tonight. Glory, we close us out tonight.
Can y'all hear me? Okay.
We can.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Mother Hunt. Yes, ma'am. Dear Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your words you've given to Pastor Josh tonight. We hope that everybody received what they were supposed to receive, Lord. And help us to be stronger in you, Lord. Help us to get a closer walk with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight, O Lord. My health, my strength, and my redeemer. In Jesus' most holy and round names we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. You thought everyone be blessed. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Until next Thursday, can't wait to hear from you again. Amen.
Everybody have a blessed night.